Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio, and I just want to lead out with a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning and blessing us tonight to glorify your great name in heaven, the blood of Jesus over us, and just continue to walk the righteous path that needs to be walked, and continue to open up our eyes to the truth and protect us from evil. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Just wanted to start off by saying I really apologize that I haven't been tuning in lately. Just been very busy, a lot of changes. And just wanted to say thanks again for listening to our old archives and, you know, praying for us, me, my brother Charles, Lanny as well. And just saying is for you as well, if you're going through anything, you know, prayer is always an answer, and change is always an answer too. I mean, you know, to get things better in your life. You know, it's easier said than done. Again, is that again, I want to tune in and just keep continuing to talk to y'all about most, you know, a lot more possible. Again, I haven't been on the show in a while, but just hopefully you just keep continuing to pray for us and everything. There's been a lot going on. Just discuss about a lot of things. You know, I'm still doing a lot for my community and giving people a better understanding on the gospel. So sorry if I haven't got back to y'all, but just keep tuning in and praying and, you know, opening up and getting revelation from the Father. So, again, I just want to say, sorry, I haven't been out as much, me or my brother as much, but, you know, God is always in our heart. So we're going to keep getting this message to y'all to give y'all a better understanding on the gospel. So with that being said, we're going to get right into it. We have a guest, too, as well. His name is John. He's going to be calling in shortly. But we named the show How to Deal with Depression, in a sense. And there's a lot of things that goes with that. And it goes upon the person, too, as well. So what I want to share with y'all is that when you're going through depression, there's a lot of things that's going on with that as well. As far as depression doesn't come unless you allow it. That's one thing. In a sense, you can always take one thing, you can turn it into you can use it as a crutch, or it can get the best of you, of anything, of any sort. For example, if there's a death in a family or something like that, you have to understand is that either make you or break you as well. If you really dependent on that person to get you through a lot and things like that, and then you get depressed, when you get depressed, you shut down. And when you shut down, certain things in your body doesn't operate as well as when you're not depressed. Because depression is spiritual. Everything is what we do is spiritual. We have to understand is that we have dominion over a lot of things. Now, when you're going through trials and tribulations, we have to understand as us as Christians is that our bodies are our power that the Father gives us. It's already, there's always ways of handling it in a certain way, in a sense, of not allowing these things. Now, we have to look at the circumstance and look at the situation at hand on what's getting you depressed. What are you honestly doing? Are you continuing to do something purposely and thinking this is the remedy to help you? Or do you really don't want to stop doing what you're doing? It can be anything. But how to deal with depression is that is one thing, but it's the things that you allow. It's what you allow to get you depressed. It could be a man, it could be a woman, it could be your husband, it could be your wife, it could be your children. It could be anything. The key is a strength. Depression goes into a different stage of pride, in a sense, is that when you're depressed or something, a lot of people don't want God to handle their issues because they think they can handle it themselves. So it gets deeper than just saying, oh, I'm depressed, oh, I'm sad, and I don't want to do this, and I can't bear with, I said bear with, I can't bear it, or anything like that. So what we have to understand is that we have to cast things all to the Father. In a sense, it's because most times is that, and I do it to myself, but it's hard for man to let it go, to let things go, in a sense of honestly letting God deal with it. It's because when you put all this pressure and barriers on yourself, and you have to understand is that you have to let God do it. When you understand that, you don't go through turmoil a lot, because a lot of the things that's going on today and a lot of things that's going on today is that most people are going through a lot of distress, it's because they're not letting God handle it. They may say they're letting God handle it, but they're truly not. And that's where we have to be hollow, to the point of when you're hollow in something, meaning you're just a vessel for God. You're not putting pressure on you. If you notice, Jesus says, my yoke is light. The world's yoke, you know, holds a toll on you. You see what I'm getting at? So I want y'all to understand is that when you're hollow and when you let God in your life and he does things for you other than, how can I say it, other than just you thinking you can handle upon these things, it's very simple. Well, hold on. We got the phone call. I think this is John calling in now.
Yeah.
John, hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Oh, I'm good, man. I was just discussing about depression, on how it comes, in the sense of when people get depressed or whatever, it's a lot of the times is that they're trying to deal with the issue at hand and not letting God handle it. You see what I mean? It's because most people take in all that barrier and feeling like they have to go through it or they have to take all this. But when you cast out all, you know, the nonsense and let God handle it, then you'll be stress-free. You will be hollow in the sense of once we're a vessel in Christ, you know, the thing is that all these things is being done are dealt with through him. You see what I'm saying? So he'll make sure you won't be depressed no more or things of that nature.
Yeah.
So I was just discussing that. So how, like, I asked you, like, how else would you, like, if you, you know, how do you deal with depression?
You know, one thing, you know, I know the Bible says that those who keep their mind on the Lord, he will keep you in perfect peace. And when you're, you know, struggling with depression, you're not having no peace within, you know, within your mind. And you know, to keep yourself occupied is
right.
One way that I found that helps me to deal with stressful situations that can lead to depression, you know, and sometimes, you know, being in a certain type of relationship where, like sometimes, you know, us men, we don't really think about the pressure that's on the woman, like especially like a time of pregnancy, you know, she's already going through all this, you know, like emotional distress, and she's like, I need this help. We think about it from another point of view of, oh man, this baby's getting ready to be here. We got all this stuff that we got to take care of, and she's like, I need support. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes
right,
I'm not.
Right.
And so
uh-huh.
where I'm getting at is, you know, sometimes that woman can fall into a deep depression, especially right after she has the baby. You know what I'm saying? And so with that, you know, it seems like, you know, your mind just cycles and just turns over, you know, a certain thing, whatever that certain thing is, or it could be a cluster of things that your mind won't get off of. And so, you know, what I know that what we have to do is, you know, when you keep your mind on the Lord and you keep studying God's word, and then you
right.
keep talking to other people about God's word, you know what I'm saying? That helps keep your mind more occupied and off of the things that is keeping you in a depressed state, you know. And again, I know the Bible says, how's it go? And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory.
Correct,
and so sometimes
we
get depressed because we feel like we're not going to be able to meet the needs of our obligation, and we
exactly.
feel pressure off that, whether it's the man or the woman,
exactly.
you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just think that, you know, keep your mind occupied on God, and then also to know that our mind is like a, I look at my mind as a garden, you know, a field, you know, and everything that I watch on TV, every kind of conversation that I have with a person, everything that I see on any kind of social media, the internet, you know, these are seeds that I'm planting inside of my garden. And the more I watch it, I begin to water that seed. You know, with me, and sometimes we, you know, just real subject, sometimes porn might be an issue, right? I ain't trying to change the subject to get off of it.
No, you're right. No, listen, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
People try to find a channel, and I don't mean to cut you off, but people try to find a channel when they are depressed. They might turn to alcohol, or they might turn to eating, or they might turn to porn, or they might turn to something. So it's not changing it at all, but I totally agree. But, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. That's wrong.
No, you're all right. But the thing about it is, you know, sometimes, like you said, we're trying to have something else to offset it, you know what I'm saying, but it won't be helpful. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes, like, okay, for an example, where a woman, I don't want to try to, like, digress or anything, but like a woman is going through, you know, some kind of depression, and she might not feel like she's having the support from her significant other. And he might be like, oh, you know, it's been a while, you know, like, I want some, you know, type of thing.
Right.
He might not feel like he's getting what he wants, so he might, you know, try to say, hey, well, you know what, I'm not going to cheat on her. I'll just watch porn. You see what I'm saying? So now going back to that, your mind is like a garden. So now what you just did, if you're not the type of person to ever, you know, get into that, so now you watch it, now you just planted a seed of porn. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you're trying to offset that thing that's been bothering you. Here, you know, the issue is, man, my woman is not giving in, you know, the sexual desire that I have. So I'm trying to satisfy it with this here, you know what I'm saying? And so now you plant that seed in your mind, and then but this is all subconscious. You don't even realize, we don't realize that this is what we're doing. So then we go back to a woman, you know, after we felt like, okay, that porn kind of served this purpose, I'm cool. Now I go back to my woman, and now she still denies me. So now I go back to the porn. So what happens is I am watering that seed that I planted. And next thing you know, it becomes a stronghold. You know what I'm saying? Now after the time went by, now maybe my woman has overcame the issue. Now our intimacy is back on track like it should be, or like we desired it. But now I'm still addicted to this porn. You see what I'm saying? Because of that, now I'm depressed because it seems like I can't let it go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
and it's funny you said that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm done. No, go ahead.
No, because it's funny. It's like, it's just a different channel of what, you know, when people think depression does not always come in as just being sad. It's trying to fight. It's trying to fill that void of sadness or that feeling to keep it numb. You know, people run to alcohol, people run to cigarettes, people run to any kind of drug. Heck, they might even channel themselves of doing all kind of things that they know they shouldn't be doing. But, again, it's easier said than done because it does happen. But the thing is that always, that's what the show is for. Always understand is that if there's things that keep you down, do things that uplift you more. Listen to a sermon. Listen to jazz music. Suit them up because it's spiritual. The thing is that it doesn't have a hold of you unless you allow it. So like you said before, if you plant that seed and then you let it grow, like say something like, again, say the relationship ain't sexually active, but he or she probably truly loves that person. You see what I'm saying? So then they try and go out somewhere and do something else, what they usually do. Like, oh, you know, I go and do this when I want to. I'll go to strip clubs or whatever because I'm not getting that void. And then the woman gets depressed, and then they don't know why they're depressed or why they're not sexually active or why they're not getting along in a relationship. It's because that's why the focus has to be Christ. You see what I'm saying? And like how you just said it, the focus and the idea and renewing your mind on God. So depression always comes like it sucks. You see what I'm saying? It's like a you know, when people get depressed, it's like, wow, it's like it's one of them things you can't just channel out and channel in. It's an ongoing process and things like that. You don't want to do nothing. You don't want to go out.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know what I'm saying, barely, you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
So you got to eat to live. You know what I mean? So next
thing
you know, the woman, the man or woman's losing weight. Then all of a sudden, you see what I'm saying? They're picking up on habits. So the key is, it's like it's easy to say it's go to God, but you gotta overcome it. You see what I'm saying? Because the depression is not the problem. It's up to the person to avoid it. So the show is that what me and you was discussing about before, to share with somebody if when you how to deal with depression, you know, do things that fulfill it. You know, hey, work out. You know, take long walks. You know what I mean? And really discuss, because the thing is that depression comes in and worrying about tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? Like you said with the with the young lady or whatever, you just said, like she has a child with a man, and then next thing you know, he don't want to be around, and then she gets into depression. And then she's only depressed because she's thinking how she's going to take care of a child. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where, you see what I'm saying? So then right there, you're worrying about tomorrow. You got a daycare. You got bills to pay. You're worrying about tomorrow. Now, the thing is that you're in the circumstance. Try something that promises you that you will overcome. You see where I'm getting at? And that's the same. You see what I'm saying? Like, if I'm looking at a whole, if I'm looking in an aisle for best thing for a headache, you know what I'm saying? They're going to tell you what's what, but you have to look at it in a sense. It's like, wow, there's a person that's spiritual, and that I believe in, God, Jesus. He says, listen, do this and do that, and trust me, I'll take care of you from here on out. So the thing is like, okay, which way do I go? What's the remedy? Well, stop doing this and this and this and start doing this, this and that. I promise you this. So it's like, if you take along and do those commandments, it's easy. I mean, it's done that way. You see what I'm saying? And then most people go, oh, I did it all my life and this and that. That's not true, because God doesn't lie. So it's always on that person.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Again, it's like it goes back to what you were just, like you were discussing. It's, you have to constantly renew your mind on it, on Christ. You know, take long walks. You know, have good conversation. Another thing will bring people depressed if other people are depressed. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're talking to the four depressed people, that's, you're gonna be even more. So talk to people who got life in them. You see what I'm saying? Discuss things with people who are always doing something and on the move and trying to help the next. You know what I'm saying? That can get you in a form out of depression. You see what I'm saying? Listening to sad music is going to make you more depressed. You see what I'm saying? So it's soothing. Don't get me wrong, but it's to the point. It's like, do I got to do this every day? You see what I'm saying? And depression is bad, because the only reason why I say it like that, and I want people to understand, is that depression comes and it leads another channel to something else, and that's by suicide. Then that's how it's up to you to either let God in, or you can't fix it yourself, because that's what I was discussing about. When it comes to suicide, that's prideful, that's selfish, in a sense, because you're doing something knowingly you can get, you know, support or help somebody else. So you're trying to look at it and go, you know what, man, I can't deal with this. When you're supposed to let God deal with your problems. You see what I'm saying? Now, it is easier said than done. But again, I hate to say it, but that's where that person got there. You see what I'm saying? Because depression only comes in from, you know, if someone else did something to them. Probably so. Maybe not. But the thing is that how you deal with it, it's not saying not deal with it. It's overcoming it. And where bodies are not designed to say, oh, you know what, this is what it is, I'm supposed to go, no, you're not. No, you're not. The scripture does not say, you see what I'm saying? God doesn't put you through all this stuff. That's not scriptural.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, again, like, you know, just with depression, in a sense, is that I just want people to understand is that, yes, it's easier said than done. But the same energy that you're doing something in, you have to channel it to do something better. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's because you got the activity to do it, but you got to recognize is that, wow, I could be doing something else other than doing that. You see what I'm getting at? And I know you understand.
Yep.
You know what I mean? No, I mean, I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying in general. So, you know, just coming off of what you said.
The Bible says greater he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, and even you know, that's what I often tell people, even if you don't, because there's so many people who try to discredit the Holy Bible. You know, and I tell people like this, even if you don't want to believe in Jesus Christ and knowing the truth, even if you don't want to, accept that, one thing that you have to do when you read the Bible and you see the prophecies and how they come forth and it proves itself, you can still look at it and say, well, there is still some information in the Bible, whether you believe in Christianity and all that or not. You can still follow the teachings, and it's going to be very, very beneficial. For example, I think it's Joel, Joel 3:10, I think. I don't know if you have your Bible. I'm driving, so I'm kind of going off the top of my head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Joel, I think it said something like,
You said Joel
3:10, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Because I thought I had my Bible, but I want to look at my phone. Hold on. You said Job?
No, not Job. Joel.
Oh, Joel. Joel.
Yeah, Joel. Yeah.
Oh, I think you said Job. Joel 3. Yeah. What's that? What verse? 10?
Yeah, I think it's the 10th verse. What's it say?
I'm looking at that. I don't even know why they're not.
I think it's the second part of that. I think it says, the first part, I can't really remember how that's worded. The second part says something like, let the weak say I am strong. Are you still looking for it? Hello?
Man, my bad.
Hello?
Yeah. You was on the show by yourself for a hot second. My fault. My apologies. It's probably because I'm in this basement and it's not coming on. But
okay. Did you ever look at that 3:10?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm looking on my phone. It's not popping up for some reason. Joel 3:10. Did it come up? What is it discussing about?
So I believe it says, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it says, let the weak say I'm strong. That's the second part of that, right? Let the weak say I'm strong. So when we're talking about depression, you know, let's look at one reason why I think that, you know, some of us have dealt or suffered from depression is because of the way that we talk. You know what I'm saying? Because I often told people, I said, one thing that you have to know that you hear everything that you say. You know what I'm saying? You hear everything that you say. But not only that, but the devil hears everything that you say, and you also have to understand that the devil has his mouth to your ear. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, he tries to tell you what to think and what to say. Now, this stuff kind of happens subconsciously. We don't really realize that this is actually taking place. You know what I'm saying? But then we begin to feel a certain way because of some things that we heard. You know what I'm saying? We might not even, you
right.
know, we might not be able to recall where we heard it. Here it is. I pulled it up myself. Joel 3:10. It says, "Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears." And it says, "Let the weak say, I am strong." And so, like I said, you know, we have to be careful and understand that we have to talk different. You know what I'm saying? To help bring yourself out of depression. It doesn't matter, you know, specifically what you're depressed over. You know what I'm saying? Like going back to, let's say, a woman having a baby, and then as she had the baby, she had some of this unwanted baby weight. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, oh, and now she feels fat or unattractive, and I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? So now she's kind of dealing with this, and her significant other may say, no, babe, you know, you're not fat and unattractive. I still love you. You're still a beautiful woman to me. But she might struggle with it. So what, you know,
right.
to help her come up out of that, she might have to look in the mirror every day and tell herself, I am a beautiful woman. I'm beautiful.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Again, another Bible verse, you know, and I, you know, this is, you know, what we do, right? You know, we love the Bible. We love the Word. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And
right.
So, in Proverbs 18:21
uh-huh.
is one of my favorite Bible verses. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the words thereof."
Very, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? So you're going to eat the words that you say. Okay, so one more Bible verse that pops in my head, you know, is in Philippians. And this, to me, this is directly dealing with depression and the things that goes on inside of your mind. And we can look at Philippians, the 4th chapter, and I think it's the 8th verse. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." So it's telling you, you know, that was the King James Version that I was reading in Philippians 4:8. But, you know, these are the things that we can keep our minds on. You know what I'm saying? And when we keep
right.
our minds on these things, you're going to be okay. Like, again, you know, Philippians 4:7, it says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind." You know what I'm saying? And so to me, I'm going to back up even a little more than that, right? I'm going to read the same book, Philippians 4. The 5th verse says, I'm going back to 4. Go back to 4, right? It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice." The 5th verse says, "Let your moderations be made known, or moderations be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." The 6th verse says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And so then, you know, 7, I've read 7 and 8. "And a peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." All right, so the thing about it is kind of helping you and showing you what to do. You know what I'm saying? So we know Proverbs, you know, we know that Proverbs was really accredited to King Solomon, who was looked at as the wisest man that ever lived, who wrote Proverbs.
Right.
And you know, he was the one that said, "Power of death and life is in the tongue." You know what I'm saying? So what you speak, you got to eat that. You know what I'm saying? That you're going to experience
that. It's like, you know what? It's funny you said that, because I just wanted to come off on that so I won't forget. Is that you're right. You know, depression does come in, too, on what you say. Because depression don't always come of, like you just said, being sad. You can be depressed and don't even really know it. You see what I'm saying, in a sense? It's not all like moping and grooving and things like that. It's about, like you said, it's about what your tongue says or what you always listening to and what you believe in. So like you said, if your husband does, I mean, like if the husband or wife does try to kill the next mate, it's like, oh, you're ugly, you're fat, or you're too skinny, or your face is this, and whatever the case may be, you have to renew yourself, like you said, go inside the mirror and be like, you know what, I am a beautiful man, or I am a beautiful woman, or whatever the case may be. Is that renewal part, because after a while, depression does become, if you start to accept it and then start believing in it. You see what I'm saying? Because then you'd be like,
yeah,
you know, I may be too skinny, or I may be too fat. Then you start to believe it. So then you say it, and then again you start to believe what you say. So then after a while,
yeah,
it goes to the next stage. You ain't going to never be nothing. Nobody else ain't going to want you. You're this. You're that. You're this. You're that. Then after that, it's like, what the freak? You see what I'm saying? It's what you allow.
Yeah.
But again, we have to be strong-minded in these things and to overcome them. Now, it does sound easier said than done. But think about it. The same energy that is attacking you, you can reverse it and use it. You see what I'm saying? It can make you a break.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm not this. No, I ain't fat. No, I ain't skinny. I know who I am. I know who God tells me who I am. There's a huge difference, you see? And depression, that's how, you know, again, how people need to deal with depression is that not allowing the nonsense and the words get to the person, he or she. Again, go for long walks, exercise. Heck, you might be watching. And then you know what's funny? I know some people, you know, are always mad. I ain't going to say who, but are always mad. And I'm going to tell you, and this is crazy, is that as soon as they wake up, they might, you know, smoke or have a coffee or whatever. They entertain themselves with Jerry Springer. You know what I'm saying? Steve Wacko or Wacko, whatever dude's name is. And then watch all kind of shows that have nothing but drama in them. You see what I'm saying? And then wondering why they're mad. You see what I'm saying? So it goes off to what you watch. You know what I mean? It's what you watch.
Yeah.
You can get the ass off of that. You know what I'm saying? Watching all these shows that use energy to degrade another person. That's another thing, how to deal with it is not to watch these things. Watch things with life in it. Watch good things that's motivational. That's not motivating. People love arguing. If it's always confrontation and, he had sex with him, she done that. That's how this stuff is to be dealt with. So depression is more of is what you see, is what you say, and what you allow. So if you can knock out a lot of those channels. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean to catch you off.
No, you cool.
Yeah, I was just saying. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said that, because, like, you know, we all want to grow spiritually, you know, and to grow spiritually is to have your consciousness. Is another way of saying it is having your consciousness being more aware. You know what I'm saying? So I always tell my kids to be very observant. Be very observant. And the more observant you become, the more conscious you become. So what exactly, I'm just going to elaborate a little bit on what you said. You know, I'm really in agreement. Excuse me. Because, like, when you look at certain things, like what I was saying, is these are seeds that we feed the mind. So constantly
exactly.
We don't even know that this is what we're doing. So, you know, anybody heard the cliche, misery loves company. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, misery loves company. So if somebody
correct.
Is miserable and then they try to start an argument with you about something that is completely irrelevant to the situation at hand, or you feel like they're just trying to start something, and you're observant enough to see, really what it is, they are miserable, and they try to draw me into that. And you already got your own junk, trash, or situation that you're dealing with that is causing a sense of depression within, and if you're not observant, they're going to draw you right into that, and that's going to add on to, you know, a situation of depression that you're already dealing with. You know what I'm saying? But when you become more observant of it, you could know, you know what, I'm not going to allow you to drag me into your misery. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm not going to take some of your misery upon myself. I'm not, you know, this trash. I call it trash. You know, that's on TV. You know, Jerry Springer, you know, Steve Wacko or whatever his name, Waco, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. There's nothing I've lived. That's
like,
not helping.
The Murray show, these women, you know, you my baby daddy, find out that's not, I mean, you know, that person could have a similar situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That could remind her, maybe that might have been years ago. You know, your child might be, you know, 15, 16 years old, and you didn't know who the daddy was at that time, and you watching this, and this is a stirring something else up, a thought now, you mad at yourself. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, where the guy might have been promiscuous 15 years ago, and then he just had this one woman, that, and then she got more pregnant than his child, and he's like, I can't stand that woman. You know what I'm saying? That kind of, you know what I'm saying? These type of things. So when you're conscious of what type of trash is on TV or World Star or whatever, you know, people want to, you know, engage their mind in or take from that bag of seeds. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at work, you engage in certain conversations, you know, gossip. Oh, man, you hear about so-and-so? That stuff is not going to help you at all.
Right.
So just surround yourself with positivity. You know what I'm saying? And again, where the Bible was talking about in Philippians 4:8, think of things that make you feel good. Think and try to consist with every one thought that makes you feel bad, back it up with something that makes you feel good. So I had a minister say this to me one time when he said that he asked me if I prayed, and I said, yes, sir. This is years ago, years and years ago. He asked me if I pray. I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, do you pray every day, all day? I said, well, yeah, I try. He said, so how many minutes or hours do you think go by and you don't pray at all? I said, I'm not sure. He said, do you think you pray every hour? I said, I don't know, maybe sometimes. He said, are you sure? I said, no. I'm not sure. He said, I'll tell you what. Here's a dime. You put this dime in your shoe, and every time you feel that dime, say, Lord, I thank you. Just say, Lord, I'm thinking of you for my life and my strength right now. I thank you for this present moment. And he said that when you do that, he said, that's going to remind you that now when you look at the end of the day, you can say, oh, yeah, I prayed all day because I kept filling that dime in my shoe or penny or nickel or quarter. You know what I'm saying? Some kind of coin, put it in your shoe, and every time you feel it. So this will help you come up out of depression when you think about what you're thinking about. Being observant of your thoughts that's going on. Here I'm thinking of this specific thing. Oh, I got this light bill due, and I don't have the money to pay it. Man, you know, so that makes you feel bad.
No,
but
I totally agree.
And
it's funny, it's like, no, you're right. No, I was just going off what you were saying because it's funny. You'll think about that all day. You know what I'm saying? You'll wake up and then think about paying that light bill all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All day, you know, or whatever kind of bill or whatever. But you're totally right. And I just wanted to go off of that is that, you know, I never looked at it that way. It's like how much do we communicate with the Father? Do we look at Him as a, you know, if you're depressed, you're depressed all day. So, you know what I'm saying? Or you're right. I never, you know, I'm glad you brought that to my attention, that opened up my eye with that, is that, you know, every time you, that's funny, I'm going to think about it. Wow, I like that. So, again, the show, I just want to lead out and pray the show is over. But, again, we're going to, elaborate and go off of what you were saying about depression, is that I wanted to add on to that, which is very important, is that it's what you say too as well. You know how people are like, oh my goodness, my shoes is killing me. I know it sounds like innocent, but you're saying something wicked at the same time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we have to speak more life into it. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to be down today. I'm going to glory on us. You see what I'm saying? Even in the bad situation. And then I'd rather sound crazy that way than accepting the fault of being depressed. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, I'm depressed today. I said, like, you know what? I ain't going to be depressed today. I'm not worried about it. You know, we have to speak it to existence. But, yeah, man, I'm glad you called in on the show, man, and we can probably continue next Monday or whatever and come up with a new topic. I really appreciate it. But I just want to lead out in prayer, and we can just end the show. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for another glorious night and uniting on your will and your word and acknowledging and renewing our mind for everything that you have done for us, had the blood over us, and hopefully that this message reaches anyone in any kind of depression or anything, Father, and take this knowledge and apply it to their life to glorify your great name, Father. In the name of Yahshua, we pray. Amen. So thanks again, man, for calling in the show, man, and we're going to really continue to elaborate and go on a lot of more and the Bible and situations and what's going on today. So I appreciate you calling in, John, and I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no problem, man. So did you want to say something to the people before we go?
Nah, you know, keep your mind on the Lord. Keep your mind on things that makes you feel good. That's pertaining to depression. Keep your mind on what makes you feel good.
No, that's perfect, man. Cool, man. Well, God bless you, man. I love y'all, man. I'm going to check y'all out. So we're going to probably have another show Monday and just look for it around 8 o'clock. Cool. God bless. Thanks.
God bless.